They have fuel rods. This is Dave Ross on the CBS radio network. There he was on Iranian television. Iran's president inserting the first Iranian-made nuclear fuel rod into a reactor near Tehran. He was talking about clean energy, but our side, of course, is convinced it's all about a bomb, which is why the U.S. and Europe have cut off trade and frozen Iranian bank accounts for fear Iran might someday attack Israel. But today, I saw this quote from an anonymous U.S. intelligence official warning that the Iranian leadership, quote, is becoming more isolated and less risk-averse, partly in reaction to heightened Western economic pressure. Let me read that again in slow motion. Becoming more isolated and less risk-averse, partly in reaction to heightened Western economic pressure. So our own intel people are warning that our efforts to stop an Iranian nuke may themselves provoke a war. And indeed, we're now seeing Iran and Israel in this tit-for-tat assassination game. Does this have to happen? I looked it up. Iran is in one of the world's most dangerous earthquake zones. Remember Japan? Whole cities abandoned, probably forever, and that's in a first-world country building first-world reactors. If Iran is really intent on nuking Israel, of course it has to be stopped. However, in the meantime, if Iran wants to bankrupt itself, create piles of highly radioactive waste, and sweat every earth tremor, well, a lot of folks would say it couldn't happen to a nicer government. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.